Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will conclude our series of studies on seven invitations from the Lord, spoken in the Scriptures, with the word come as the word of invitation. Come is a beautiful word. It's a word that we love to hear. And we wish today to consider our subject today, come for lasting blessing. And part of the invitation will be extended directly to us of this age. The Lord speaks down through the years to us, and we will hear the word come as addressed to us. We're going to be looking in the book of Revelation, if you wish to follow us in your Bibles, and we're going to be looking at verse 1 of the fourth chapter of Revelation, where we have the word come used. But before we consider that, I think probably we will consider that, and then we will consider another thought that I think is a wonderful thought in pleasing the Lord in this matter of invitations. All right, now in Revelation 4 and 1 we read, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Now, granted, this was addressed to the Apostle John, come up hither. But I think the Apostle John here represents the church because he was a member of the church. The book of Revelation is a book of symbols. And indeed, this is symbolic of the rapture of the church. And there's a very good reason for this. Because the church is seen in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. The Lord Jesus, in the book of Revelation, is seen in these threefold office, as prophet, priest, and king. In chapter 1 of Revelation, we see him there as the prophet. We see John falling before him as one that is dead. We see him with the eyes of fire, flaming fire. We see him dressed in his judicial garments. He's the prophet there. And in chapters 2 and 3, he has the seven letters to the seven churches, and he's seen there as a priest. Now, beginning with chapter 4, to the end of the book of Revelation, we see him as the coming king. Now, it's worthy of notice that here we have that John is symbolizing the church, and the word come is here. Why is the word come used? How can we say this definitely? That the church is in heaven, because the church isn't mentioned once, not by inference or directly mentioned from chapter 4 rather to chapter 19, and there again the church is referred to again. This is very interesting, and the reason that the word come up hither is used, symbolic of the church, is because she will not endure the judgments from chapter 4 to verse 19. Those terrible apocalyptic judgments that are going to descend upon the earth before our Lord Jesus Christ establishes kingdom. The church will be with Christ in heaven. This is seen, that rapture is seen in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This portion of scripture is frequently read during funeral services. It's a chapter of hope. Here it is, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. But I would not that you be ignorant, brethren, not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Isn't that beautiful at a Christian funeral? I would not have you sorrow as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. the church is going to be raptured into heaven before the tribulation period. That is called pre-tribulation rapture. It's pre-tribulation. The church does not go through the tribulation. She's caught away up into heaven before that time comes. And that is what makes Bible students, and this is not original with me, that's what makes Bible scholars, perhaps I should tell them, speak of them. In Revelation 4 and 1, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. The first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And so many Bible scholars attribute this as symbolic action for the church. John was the last of the disciples. He was the one that outlived them all. He was an old man when he wrote this. And indeed, he was the last writer of the scriptures, the last writer to the church, and the last writer to Israel too, for that matter. All right. Now let's let the matter rest there. But before we consider the fact that Christ is going to use the word come, and I should not be surprised that he will use that. You know, there's a lovely portion in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I'd like to read that. Perhaps it will be highly suggestive to the listener. Here it is. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, that lovely song about two lovers desperately in love. They speak of Christ and the church because Christ loved the church and he gave himself for it. See if you can see Christ and the church in this passage of Scripture. Verse 8 of the second chapter of the Song of Solomon. The bride says there, the bride says, the voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds is come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Isn't that language suggestive? I wonder if the Lord will use the word come, the literal word come. When he shouts, he's going to shout. This is language couldn't be more beautiful, if indeed this is true. And certainly he's going to invite us to be up there with him for that lasting blessing of which we're speaking today. The come for lasting blessing and, in some instances, eternal blessing. This is highly significant that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming, and he does not appear in the book of Revelation from chapter 3 to chapter 19. Why? We've said it before. The church is in heaven. She's been raptured. All right, now the Lord uses this collective come in another sense in the book of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. It's called the Judgment of the Living Nations, and we would be remiss indeed if we didn't consider this come. In Matthew chapter 25 and verse 31 we read, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto them, unto you, forasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of one of these my brethren, ye've done it unto me. Now he speaks of kindness shown to his brethren. Which brethren? His Jewish brethren. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a Jew. This group of people that stands before the judgment of the living nations are the nations of the world that live through that tribulation period. The gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached. It's going to be preached by the 144,000 Jewish preachers, I'd say 144,000 Apostle Pauls, to evangelize the world and tell the world. This is all in the seventh chapter of Revelation. The world is going to be told that Christ is coming. The one who died on the cross to cleanse us from our sins is coming to establish his kingdom. And this time he is not going to be deterred. He is going to establish his kingdom at that time on the throne of our the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's the people that's being addressed here in Matthew chapter 25. Now, one might say, well, these people go into the kingdom. He says, Come ye blessed of my Father into the kingdom because of something that they've done. No, that's not true. They believed the gospel of the kingdom from the Jewish evangelists. They believed it, and they treated them accordingly. They were glad, and they treated them accordingly. And the Lord says, You've shown kindness to my brethren. That's the proof of the faith that you had. Come, ye blessed of my Father, into the kingdom prepared for you. Now, unfortunately, the chapter does not close there. There's another group that does not come. And under that heading, these are the sheep nations. And the goat nations, the Lord will have to say to them, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And then he repeats all these things that he said to the others, and you did nothing about it. You had no care for me. Oh, how tragic to hear the Lord say, Depart. We've been hearing about come. What about a depart? How terrible. May we really be sure that we are among his church and will be raptured when he comes. Our Father, today we thank you for these blessed truths in the scripture, and we just look forward to that time when our Lord Jesus shall come and shout, perhaps using the word come, and we shall be caught up together to be with him. Haste the day. We give thanks in our Savior's name. Amen.